Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
Toward the end of the 11th chapter of the book of Genesis, we begin to get the story of Abram and his family. And at the very beginning of the 12th chapter, we read, "Now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you." Now, if you read a little bit earlier in the text, you'll notice that years earlier, Terah, Abraham's father, had felt drawn to uproot his family from their home in Ur and traveled to the promising land of Canaan. However, and for reasons totally unknown to us, Terah aborted the journey when he arrived in the town of Haran. Now, perhaps the journey had already taken too much of a toll on his family. Perhaps the kids complaining in the back of the caravan became too much for him, or it's entirely possible that Haran looked, frankly, promising enough. Why risk going all the way to Canaan when it might not live up to Terah's expectations? So Terah settled. He settled in Haran with his family, and there his journey ended. However, for Abraham, the journey was just about to begin. In the deep of the night, or from the depths of his heart, or from wherever it is that God's able to catch our attention, God began to call to Abram, saying, "Go, leave Haran behind, follow me to Canaan. You will be the father of many children, you will be blessed, and your life and your legacy will be a blessing to the entire world." See, Terah settled for less than what God had called him to do and be. And he became no more than a footnote to history. Abraham, however, traveled to Canaan and became the father of three great faith traditions: Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Like Terah, you know, we always will be tempted to settle for less than God hopes for us. But thankfully, God has a way of shaking things up and presenting us with opportunities that can provide us with more than we could have ever dreamed. God has a way of kind of drawing us into an adventure of faith where settlers become travelers who are blessed in the journey. All we need is a willingness to risk our present situation in order to embrace the promise of a future that God has envisioned for us. Let's pray. Lord God, each and every one of us has settling tendencies. We ask that you would fill us with the vision and the courage of a traveler. Help us to break from our present situation to take hold of the future you call us into. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you and have a wonderful day.